Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for the Day with Ray. Oh, what a joy it is to be able to come to you with the Word of God in hand and ready to study what God has to say to us today. I want to encourage you, get into the Bible on your own. We're in the Gospel of John right now, but the Bible is filled with all kinds of wonderful stories and principles that are straight from God Himself. He reveals Himself through His Word. And so I want to encourage you. We always start our time together in prayer and would encourage you to just pray before you read God's Word and ask Him to speak to you. And I promise He'll do the same for you that He does for me. He's no respecter of persons. So that's why we can go to Him in prayer. We know that He's our true teacher. So if you will, let's just pray and ask the Lord to bless our time together today. Heavenly Father, we bless You. We thank You again for Your Word. We know that You have things that You want us to know about, particularly Your Son Jesus and what He went through for us. In this Gospel of John, we're realizing this process that took Him to the cross. And Lord, we marvel that He would do that for us. And it's because You love us, and we just want to appreciate that today. We ask You to guide us into all truth by Your Holy Spirit. And Lord, to empower us to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. We bless You. We give You thanks again today. And we do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Away with Him and Crucify Him. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 19, verse 15. The Apostle John wrote after appealing to the Jewish leaders and people to behold Jesus. Pilate sought to release him, but the Jews cried out, saying, "If you let this man go, you are not Caesar's friend. Whosoever makes himself a king speaks against Caesar." When Pilate therefore heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, but in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, "Behold your king." And in chapter 19 and verse 15 of his book, John shared how the Jewish leaders and people cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Where we read, "But they cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.'" Pilate said unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priest answered, "We have no king but Caesar." The verse reads, "But they cried out, 'Away with him, away with him, crucify him.'" John began with the words, "But they cried out," which means, however, nonetheless, notwithstanding, and moreover, the Jewish leaders and people shouted aloud, "Away with him," or "Take and carry him, Jesus, by force." Away with him, which means take and carry him, Jesus, by force. Crucify him, which means palisade, drive down with stakes and impale him, Jesus, upon a cross. John shared how the crowd of Jewish leaders and people began to shout aloud for Pilate to take Jesus away and impale him upon a cross. The verse goes on to say, Pilate said unto them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." John continued with the words, "Pilate said unto them," or Pilate, whose name means armed with the spear, and was the sixth Roman procurator of Judah and Samaria, uttered, declared, proclaimed, and asked the Jewish leaders and people, "Shall I crucify?" Which means, "Should I, Pilate, palisade, drive down with stakes and impale upon a cross your king," or the Jewish leaders and people's ruler, leader, commander, and prince? The chief priests answered, which means the high and principal priests, responded and began to speak, saying, "We have no king but Caesar," or "We, Jewish people, do not have a ruler, leader, commander, or prince other than Caesar, whose name means severed, and was the surname of Julius Caesar, which adopted by Octavius Augustus and his successors afterwards became a title, and was appropriated by the Roman emperors as part of their title. John shared how Pilate questioned whether the Jewish leaders and people desired that he impale upon a cross their king, to which the people responded, "They had no ruler and commander other than Caesar." When we consider John's words in this verse, We learn how the crowd of Jewish leaders and people wanted Jesus to be taken away and crucified. Pilate appealed to them one more time and asked them if he should crucify their ruler. However, the high priest among them told Pilate they did not have any other ruler than Caesar. In other words, they rejected Jesus as the commander and Lord. Rather than have the King of Kings and Lord of Lords to rule over them, they chose a mortal man instead. Every person has the opportunity to accept or refuse Jesus as the King and Lord of their life. And those who choose to serve him will be forgiven of their sins and inherit everlasting life with his Father God in heaven. Let all who read and hear these words choose whether Jesus will be their Savior and Lord or not. Next time, John shares how then delivered he him, therefore unto them to be crucified. So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.